Penny had her own weapon out. The specialists who'd been called in for the briefing backed up, eyes wide.
Just take your seats. You'll be safest in here with me. If Rafe is right and there's someone in the building committing sabotage, we don't want to get in the line of fire.
But...
we'll just wait.
Penny had no special goggles like her escorts. But with the slow return of emergency lighting in buildings across the boulevard, she could see well enough. She didn't tell them to be quiet. She didn't care if they talked. But they just sat there as if frozen in place. One of her escorts went out and came back with a set of goggles he handed to her. His weapon was out. She set hers down and put on the goggles. Now she could see the little pile of Rafe's jacket and shirt by the wall. Her skull phone pinged. She tongued it to internal only, and a voice spoke.
All the auxiliary power's down. We're working on it. External security will go up first, but we should have emergency lighting up in the next 15 minutes. No need to answer.
When the lights came back, dimmer than usual, Penny removed the goggles and smiled down the table at the others.
Well, that was exciting. I would offer something to settle your nerves, but I suspect kitchen service isn't back up yet.
Aren't you scared, Sarah Dumbarger?
Not after my other adventures. Though I don't recommend them as a preparation for a power outage.
But if there's someone in the building, they could shoot us or blow us up or...
Oh, we could be hit by a rock someone sent this way weeks ago. I don't see any of that as reason to panic.
When can we leave?
When my brother gets back.
Rafe eased past the amateurish barriers that might have been an effective warning system if he'd been in the dark without goggles. Some surveillance system had picked him up. It might be ISC's internal system, which should be functional again. Or it might be something the traitor had set up. Rafe didn't care. He was happy as he had not been happy since he first came back to Nexus. Lightly, silently, he moved across the corridor and eased along the wall to that almost-closed door. Someone was in there.
Come on, come on! Stupid piece of garbage!
Rafe pivoted around the door frame, pointing his weapon at the man bent over the Ansible, prodding its controls.
Need help?
The man whirled, nearly falling over, mouth open. He reached toward his pocket.
Oh, don't do that. You really, really don't want to do that.
I don't?
No. Because then, when I shot your hand off, I might damage that piece of... garbage, did you say?
Rafe pushed the door shut behind him, moved a waste container in front of it.
What is that, by the way? That thing you can't get to work?
Nothing. I mean, it's a machine. You wouldn't understand. Look, I'm an employee. I'm not an intruder. I'm supposed to be here.
Rafe pointed to the ID card hanging from its chain, the ISC logo on his tunic.
An employee, I see. And your name?
Olin. Olin Zanarthos. TS3. I guess you're from security. Something happened and the lights went out and you're checking things?
You might say that. What's your emergency station, Olin Zanarthos?
Why, it's...
Olin looked around the room as if he expected to find the yellow square with its big black number somewhere on the walls.
It's here!
Oh, Mr. Zanarthos. I do believe you just told a lie. Do you know what happens to people who tell lies to security?
Zanarthos glanced from side to side. Then his wavering glance came back to Rafe.
I was scared. It was dark?
Dark, yes. And you put those boxes out there with glasses and forks and spoons in them, so if the boogeyman came down those dark corridors, you would be warned. Is that it?
Yes. Yes, I was scared. I thought, well, with the invasion coming, it might be somebody bad coming.
Rafe would not have the chance to kill the man who had killed Kai, not personally, but this one. This one who worked for the man who killed Kai would do.
It was.
Huh?
Zanarthos stared at him, confused and scared and not understanding. Rafe wanted him to understand. He took a step forward, then another.
I mean, I am somebody bad. For you. I know what that is, you see. That's an Ansible. It's a portable Ansible. And the only way you, Olin Zanarthos, could have a portable Ansible is if you were sent it by our enemies, because our friends don't have any to share.
I didn't... I don't...
Rafe's gaze held Xanarthos immobile until he was almost within reach. But then the man broke, scrambling to put the Ansible between himself and Rafe. Rafe vaulted over the Ansible and grabbed Xanarthos by the tunic neck, swinging him around and shoving him back hard against the Ansible case. He laid the muzzle of his pistol against Xanarthos' cheek. The man's eyes rolled, struggling to see it.
You are in trouble, laddie, and any more lies will cost you blood.
Don't hurt me.
Rafe stepped back, yanking Xanarthos forward to meet the pistol with his nose.
Don't hurt you? Are you giving me orders?
No, I...
Rafe swung the pistol as if to hit Xanarthos again. As the man flinched away, Rafe used that movement to swing in farther, then kicked the side of the man's knee and let go of his tunic. Xanarthos fell on his side against the cabinets on that wall. Before he could get up, Rafe grabbed a shelving unit and pulled it over on Xanarthos' legs.
My legs!
Your legs are safe for the moment. I can't shoot them without breaking something more valuable.
Who are you? You're not security!
I'm your worst nightmare. The one where you dream you're about to die. And you are.
Rafe moved around the mess on the floor and crouched behind Xanarthos' head. The man tipped his head back.
Don't move your arms. Unless you want me to shoot your head off right now. You picked the wrong employer. If you'd been loyal to me...
Oh, you're Chairman Dunbarger!
Rafe tapped Xanarthos' forehead with the muzzle of his gun.
I am indeed. Maybe you do have something inside that skull after all. We'll find out later. For now, have you contacted Turek yet?
I didn't know.
Rafe slipped the smallest of his knives out of its sheath into his left hand. He moved it into Xanarthos' range of vision.
Do you know what this is?
A knife?
Yes, a very... very sharp knife. Now, if you tell me the truth when I ask questions without making excuses, things will go marginally better for you. If you don't, I will use this knife in ways you find very unpleasant.
But you're a rich man. You wear a suit.
Oh, and you have some very wrong ideas about rich men. Enough time wasting. Who have you contacted with this Ansible today?
I don't know his name.
Rafe had yanked one of the man's arms up, bent his hand, and parted the finger web. Xanarthos stared at his hand, where blood dripped from between his fingers.
Put it back down.
Xanarthos obeyed, trembling.
That answer was not responsive. If you do not know a name, give me a location and as much as you do know.
He's on a ship. A kind of spy ship, I think. I don't know for sure where it is. I don't. I think it's in this system, but I don't know.
Rafe touched the knife to his lips.
Next question. When did you get this Ansible?
About 3 years ago. It was shipped in. I was supposed to watch for it, take care of it.
And use it?
Well, yeah.
Were you given access numbers to load into it, or were they stored when you were contacted?
I had a list of numbers. A file. But it wasn't supposed to be loaded until I got a signal. That was 9 days ago.
So all the access numbers are in it now?
Yes. And they use this funny code. That's in there, too.
So I don't need you at all, do I, Olin Xanarthos?
But you can't just shoot me!
Wrong again.
But I told you everything you asked! I cooperated!
You did. And that saved you a great deal of pain. But here's the thing. The man you chose to work with killed the woman I love. Since I can't kill him, yet anyway, you will have to do.
Rafe considered his options. The pistol would make a lot of noise and mess this close, and there might be damage to the Ansible. He put the pistol away, aware of Xanarthos watching avidly, and pulled out the needler.
If you believe in a deity, this would be a good time to pray. And if you believe in reincarnation, remember to be good next time.
Xanarthos jerked as the poison-tipped needles, a full load, entered his body. It was a quicker death than he deserved. Rafe stood, letting himself enjoy that moment before working his way back around the fallen shelf to the Ansible. Xanarthos, in a rush, had tried to stuff the power supply's prongs in backward, and luckily had not succeeded. Rafe gathered up the power cord and pushed the unit toward the door. Gary had already told Penny on her skull phone that Rafe was safe and had found the traitor. She had not expected that Rafe would reappear in a perfectly tailored suit, all signs of the rogue Rafe once more concealed, or that Gary, with him, would look quite so grim. Rafe had the portable Ansible on a wheeled frame and a smug grin. His diamond-bright gaze challenged them to ask unnecessary questions and regret it.
Stella can sue me later, but we're going to use this. The fellow who had it loaded it with the access codes for all Turek's Ansibles and Turek's codebook or the equivalent. And I need to fiddle with it a bit, make sure we don't transmit on one of Turek's channels by accident.
Where's the traitor?
Dead.
Rafe pulled the card over near a power outlet. Almost on cue, the lights brightened.
Ah, we're back on main power, I gather. Good. Penny, our guests may wish to leave. If you could take care of that and any incoming calls, I can take over this.
Rafe.
Penny shook her head and did as he asked. She and the others left the room.
How's it feel now?
Satisfying. If I can't get Turek...
That's not what I meant, and you know it. I saw the body.
He's got one small mark on him is all. In answer to the question you intended, felt lousy. I've apparently been contaminated by upper-class squeamishness again. That's what you used to call it.
Or her. You know she wouldn't like it.
She's dead. She wouldn't know.
Ah, but you would. Actually, aside from wanting to wring your neck for chasing off alone and not calling in your location, you did well.
Yeah, well, that was a mere snippet. There's the rest of the war. Speaking of which, I need some tools. That fake China cabinet over there,